me now to discuss this. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Glad to be here.
So this involves the July 23rd, 2010 shooting death of 19-year-old Shayla Johnson. There was seven men involved, including Charles's father. Five of them are now facing the death penalty in federal court. So what exactly happened on that day, and how was Charles Lewis Jr. involved?
Well, he was involved as a participant in what was going on under the supervision of his father, which I think is a very critical point. I mean, you take a 13-year-old who's under the supervision of his father and is associated with, you know, that kind of criminal element. How then do you justify a life sentence without parole for a youngster who has barely made it out of diapers at that point? And it's just apparent to me that it's unconscionable to do that to a kid that can have an opportunity for rehabilitation.
Have authorities, though, have they confirmed that he was actively within the situation? Because apparently she was abducted and then put into a trunk, and then I think she was shot at that point. Was he there the whole time that this was occurring?
Well, it's not completely clear to me all of the specific details around how he participated, but my major focus, though, is that he was not the person that did the crime, but was simply associated with those who were older adults, him being under their influence.
Now, Ingham County Circuit Judge George Economy, he'll decide on the sentence tomorrow. I know one choice is this life without parole. The other may involve releasing him when he's 21 years old. Between the two, which would you? I mean, do we really want him out in society at 21?
Well, you know, I think to throw this kid away and not give him an opportunity for rehabilitation is certainly a mistake. There is a third option, and it's called a blended sentence. And this sentence sentences him to juvenile authority with options and with advisories for each year that even after that sentence, if it does not appear that he has come to where he should be during that period of time, then can also be sentenced to life in prison.
Have you?
So the judge has that as also an option, which still lead to life in prison.
Have you been in touch with Charles Lewis's family? Do you have any insight into his own understanding of the case?
I have had some contact with his mother, not with his father, and that's really about the extent of it. I think, you know, I look at this certainly as a broader issue other than just him alone, because, you know, I'm keenly aware that the justice system has, for the most part, not given black males a very easy ride.
Well, look, Michigan does have one of the highest rates of these juvenile lifers, and it is an issue here. I'm talking to Reverend Melvin T. Jones of Union Missionary Baptist Church here in Lansing. Although, Reverend, some people, many of us remember ourselves at 13. They'd say that even at that young age that they would not have gotten involved in this kind of a situation. They would have quickly told another adult if they were aware of a plan to abduct a woman. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the environment, and especially a young 13-year-old whose role model is probably his father. I mean, for most of us, especially me, growing up as a 13-year-old, I idolized my dad, of course, in my case, but my dad was a preacher. So I think that there's that element that hopefully beyond that, this young man can have an opportunity to live out an adult life and not be in prison for life.
Well, how about the family of Shayla Johnson? Have they made any comment about the potential of this teenager being sent to prison for life without parole?
His mother certainly has shown some anger towards his father, and also stated that she has forgiven him and is praying for her son to have some chance at life.
You're talking about the mother of Charles Lewis Jr.
Yeah, I'm not. I have not spoken to any family member of Shayla.
Now, he was not, he didn't grow up around his father, is this right? He was around him at kind of a, this was a new interaction they were having?
Well, his father has had a long history of incarceration. I'm not absolutely clear on the personal or intimate relationship that he had with his dad.
Are you going to be in court yourself tomorrow?
Yeah, I plan to be there.
Look, part of the message a law like this is sending is that even if you're a teenager, you really cannot commit a heinous act like murder and walk out of the system at 21. Isn't there some deterrence in letting teenagers know, especially when they're in an environment that where there is a lot of violence, that yes, you will potentially be treated as an adult if your crime is murder?
Well, we have to be clear. I mean, this young man did not commit murder, but his dad did. So he's been found guilty by association, not by an act on his own.
Why do you think the authorities then pursued this case against Charles Lewis Jr. in this way?
Well, it's part of the law. I mean, if you are associated with a crime of that nature, then you are deemed just as guilty as those who did the crime.
Do you generally view the Ingham County court system as being reasonable and appropriate when it comes to sentences that are handed down for violent crimes like murder?
Well, I would tend to think so. It's just unconscionable to me, though, that a 13-year-old are influenced by adults and did not actually do the crime, but was found guilty in association, ought not have his entire life taken away from him. Basically, it's really a loss of two lives. I mean, it's certainly tragic, the loss of Shayla Johnson and, you know, those who were responsible for such a heinous crime, you know, ought to receive, in my opinion, maximum punishment for it. My heart goes out to this young fellow at the age of 13. With those kinds of influences, I think he deserves the right to life.
In Ingham County, Circuit Judge George Economy, who's going to be sentencing this young, this teenager tomorrow, are you familiar with him and how his previous sentences have run?
No, I'm not, except by comment. That he is a reasonable judge. I'm hoping that that's true.
As you know, the Supreme Court is considering the constitutionality of sentencing teenagers to life right. Without parole. What is your, obviously I'm guessing you view this as an unconstitutional thing to do, although do you think that state residents agree with that sentiment as a whole?
It's difficult for me to comment on that because, you know, I would be actually projecting, and I simply don't want to do that. I want to just focus on what I think is a real moral concern for me as it relates to the right of a kid under these kinds of influences not to be sentenced under a judgment for life imprisonment without parole.
And members of your congregation, are they, I mean, do they generally feel the same way? Are they going to be demonstrating somehow tomorrow?
Well, I mean, we have not come to the point of demonstration. nor have I discussed this broadly with my congregation. I do have fellow pastors within the city, some of who will probably be with me at the court sentencing tomorrow. And they stood with me in a conference today as I stated my position on the issue.
Well, and that is for the sentencing tomorrow of Charles Lewis Jr., who was 13 years old when he and seven adults were involved in the shooting death of 19-year-old Shayla Johnson in 2010 right here in Lansing. Reverend Melvin T. Jones of the Union Missionary Baptist Church here in Lansing. Reverend, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you.